If I doubt that something is going to happen, or I doubt that something is true, it's usually shaped by some experience that I've had. So I can say, I doubt that you're telling me the truth. I doubt that my team will win the World Series this year. Doubt that I can pass the test tomorrow. But what if I doubt something from the Lord, who can never deceive nor be deceived? Well, such is the case with St. Thomas in the Gospel today. The Catechism at the Catholic Church makes a great distinction with regard to doubt. Again, the Catechism is a summary of all the teachings of our Catholic faith. You've heard me reference it enough times, you probably should have one in your house along with your Bible. The Catechism has this to say about doubt. It says, voluntary doubt about the faith disregards or refuses to hold as true what God has revealed and the Church proposes. Involuntary doubt refers to hesitation in believing or difficulty in overcoming objections to the faith. So if I'm doubting God or doubting something that he teaches, the question is it voluntary or involuntary? Does it make a difference? Well, yeah. It makes all the difference in the world. I think it was a month ago or so when we reflected on what are the three things that make something a sin. Do you remember them? It's wrong, I know that it's wrong, and I choose it, even though I know that it's wrong. And the third of those things, I choose it, is another way of saying it's voluntary. If I do something wrong that was not my choice, well, then I'm less responsible for that. And that's why this distinction with regard to doubt is so important. I mean, doubting God or his plan for my life or his teachings is wrong. Well, that's number one. And you know that it's wrong, or you do now, right? That's number two. But do I choose to doubt? In other words, is it voluntary or involuntary? That's number three. Because if I choose to doubt, then that means that my doubt is a sin. It's breaking the first commandment. I am the Lord your God, and you shall have no other gods besides me. But if my doubt is not something that I choose, well, then my guilt is less, or even gone. So, of course, the obvious question from our gospel today, which kind of doubt does Thomas have? Is it voluntary doubt or involuntary doubt? Well, the short answer is that we don't know. Just as with any sin, I can know whether something is wrong or not, that's number one, but I can't be sure that they knew it was wrong, number two, or that they chose it, number three, because those last two things are interior. Now, St. Thomas does give us some clues. He says, unless I see the marks of the nails, I will not believe. Unless I put my hand in his side, I will not believe. He seems to be indicating that he's choosing his doubt, that his doubt is voluntary, that his doubt is a sin. Now, we can't say for sure. And the great thing is that he repents, and his doubt is removed. But he's not the only one who doubts the Lord, or his plan, or his teachings. Unfortunately, that has described me at times in my life. It may describe you at this very moment. What does that doubt look like? You'd probably find it nestled in statements and questions like these. I'm not sure that God is listening to me. Does that bread and wine really change into something else? Why would God allow all these bad things to happen? Do I really think that pornography or infidelity or contraception is harmful to my marriage or my body? Do I really need to go to Mass every Sunday? Is there any proof that God exists? All of these questions are indications of some doubt in God or in His plan or in His teachings. So once again, the key question, is that doubt voluntary or involuntary? Well, let's go back to the definition. Involuntary doubt is hesitation in believing, difficulty in overcoming objections. So if you say, well, I'm not there yet, but I want to get there, and I'm not going to sleep until I keep reading and praying and studying and asking questions, because I know that God has the truth and He is the truth. That's probably involuntary doubt, because you don't want to be there. But if I say, well, the door's closed, case is closed, I don't want to hear anymore, then that doubt is voluntary. I've chosen it. If there's some aspect of the faith that you wrestle with, you're not alone. But if you are with St. Thomas in your doubt, then don't rest until you join him in changing that doubt into belief.